Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my two beautiful co-hosts, Sue Fields Dalamonte and Jessica Marie Tatro, and also the lovely and wonderful Jaden, who comes in with Jessica as the spirit guide for our show. And I hope Ryan will join us tonight too. Welcome everyone. And tonight our topic is suffering. Whoa, that's a big topic. And
yeah,
I'd say if you, how suffering is relative, and it really is a product of how we view it. Like for some people, not being able to buy the car they want, they feel like they're suffering. And then some people can't find food that day, they're suffering. And such extremes between the two. But I want to turn this over first to you, Jessica, because you were the one who brought up the topic as the you suggested this topic for this week. So I'm going to let you open and share your thoughts, and then we'll see what I know. Sue's been there too, so this should be an interesting an interesting topic. Oh yeah. All right. Well, take it away, Jessica and Jaden.
Thank you so much, Lynn and Sue. And I think the thing is, it's been a reality, I think, for the majority of us in our lives at some point or another. I felt this topic was important to talk about because usually this topic is one to be not talked about or not discussed, kind of swooped aside. But I really wanted to tackle this topic for the reason that I believe that there can be absolute value in the suffering that maybe we have gone through, and to be able to see that or to value the lessons from suffering. Now, when we speak about suffering as a topic, it's a loaded topic. It's a loaded topic, and as Lynn was saying, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Suffering is very individual based on each individual experience and person. What I believe the topic is very important because sometimes we can skirt around the issue of suffering because it can, with so many people, bring a negative connotation, which suffering can feel like and be, no question about that. But I feel like it's an important topic because it needs to be talked about and acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it needs to be acknowledged because we have all suffered at some point or another. And now bringing the topic up as a discussion is not any means trying to encourage suffering or the suffering of others by any means, but it's able to look at suffering or the act of suffering in a valuable way. And that's why I felt it would be important to speak about. And just from personal experience, just like everyone else, we've gone my son and I, Jaden, have gone through, large sums of suffering, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I believe suffering can bring such value, meaning in retrospect, there's so much to gain. When you're in the throes of suffering, you definitely don't think of it this way right now. But in retrospect, when you look back, it can be so valuable from the lessons. And we hear this word being tossed around a lot, but that's why we're here, is souls incarnated here on Earth, to learn from the perspective of light and dark. The contrast of good and evil, light and dark, the negative, the positive. And from our experience, I think what that taught us, again, for, you know, just new listeners, I'm a caregiver and a mommy of four children. My third son, Jaden, my number three son, he was born with Down syndrome, severe autism, right off the bat, very medically fragile, a trach to breathe, feeding tube to eat, life support to kind of help aid him. In his first year of life, he was hospitalized. So what did, and Jaden and I were actually having a conversation about this, what did we gain through even the, you know, the decade, the 10 years of going through so much? And we've talked about this many times. And I think, Jaden, when we talk about it, like from his perspective, it actually taught him how to be, I think, more empathic towards those who struggle as well, who do suffer in ways of medical, physical, behavioral, emotional. My goodness, there's so many layers to it. And he's absolutely right. It really kind of gives you a perspective from another person's point of view when they're going through a hard time, you know, a suffering sort of sense in their life, to really be compassionate, to really hear what they're saying, to really kind of lean into the energy with them, to walk through it with them. And from my personal point of view, suffering, and I think suffering can be a shared energy too. It's not I suffered directly, but I did suffer for, you know, for a time being, from the shared suffering of my son. And there's such a thing as shared energy, and we all, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what I gathered from that is also within myself, it taught me really how to listen, really taught me how to listen to another person's pain, to another person's hurt or struggle or challenge. And then on the other end of the spectrum, it also taught me, suffering taught me when to ask for help and when to say, I've had enough. When to say, I surrender. And now surrender can also sound, you know, it could be taken in a negative connotation, meaning I give up, no more. But that's not necessarily what it means, because being able to say, I'm done, I've had enough, I surrender, is such a huge, huge lesson, I believe, from suffering, because it can also show us when we've had enough, where our human limits are.
Yeah, good point.
And Jaden and I both realized that a decade later, when he was ready to go home, go to heaven, we were both in the space of really understanding with integrity, respect, and dignity what it meant to surrender. And I believe that suffering can teach us so much about the balance of light and dark as well. If, you know, of course, if we put it in those terms, and that there's always a balance. And from the perspective of suffering, what do you see, or what can someone see from the vantage point coming out of suffering? Light. Light.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute light.
Yeah.
And it gives you that opportunity to reach for more light or for greater light from that vantage point. So I really thought this was just, you know, it would be a really valuable topic. We have a lot of callers that also go through daily struggles and battles and challenges, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, even spiritually, where it can feel like they're suffering. So I really wanted to tackle that, get into it today, kind of sink our claws into it, and ask what everyone else's perspective is on it, our callers, Lynn and Sue.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perspective, Sue?
I completely agree. I know my experience, if I would not have had to suffer the things that I had to suffer through, I would not be the person I am today. I grew up with a very abusive, neglectful mother, and as much as I hated living that life, I grew up to know how not to be. So all those years of suffering with her taught me how to be a better person.
Oops, sorry. Yep.
And when you go through the trials and tribulations, you do find out what a strong person you are and how much you have to offer. Even when it seems like there's absolutely no light at the end of the tunnel, you have to keep fighting. You have to keep moving forward. And you just have to remember that something good is going to come. It's one of those lessons where we have to try to find the positive among all the negatives that are around us.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
You know, physical suffering that I go through now with my health. I mean, I fought breast cancer, 2 heart attacks, 2 emergency surgeries, the breathing issues, severe arthritis where I can barely walk. And it's like my mind still wants to go strong. And with all the pain and the limitations, I have to learn to step back that I can't do. And it's a readjusting period. So it's possible
right.
that the suffering somebody is going through is to teach them to slow down, reflect, and readjust.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Lynn?
Well, I can tell you what makes me suffer, and I bet you guys too, is watching somebody else suffer.
Oh,
do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, and
yeah.
especially for those who are parents, you know, it's almost like it tears you apart to watch your child suffer. Or I remember in school, I always hated those cruel teachers that would like to pick on kids, you know, or
yeah.
if kids
yeah.
are getting bullied,
yeah.
people getting bullied. That kind of thing, that drives me nuts and it breaks my heart and it's so painful. And it's, you know, it's a funny thing. I read a thing about experiences. You get the test first and the lesson afterward with these experiences, which is different. And there's sort of 2 schools of thought when people experience suffering. And there's that lot that always goes, well, if I have to suffer, so do you. And they sort of, you know, pass on the pain, which is kind of dumb because it doesn't really solve anything. It just makes 2 owie people.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, and so I know there's lessons in suffering because Sue and Jessica both, you know, you both are exquisitely caring folks, right? And so you're both obviously taking the high road and not passing on the abuse or any kind of bad things that, you know, there's a heritage that gets passed down in families. And I think a lot of it has to do with people having to fight wars and stuff. And there's a despair and an anger and a rage, like the PTSD that people go through, gets passed down
yeah.
in families and becomes a rather poisonous heritage. So, man, it's just, I think if it can turn us into more loving and caring people. And what was the one, there was that one meme, Jessica, you sent about if we knew how valuable suffering is, we would ask for it, you know?
Yeah.
But boy,
yeah.
we sure don't want it when it comes down on us, do we? It's like,
no.
Ow! Jeez. But, you know, staying the course, and that's where faith comes in, you know, believing in that which you can't yet see, but you know, I guess that's where the belief in the higher power, you can call it whatever you want. I like to call, say, the creator or the great spirit. God is fine if that's your thing. Whatever you want to call it, we're describing the same energy. But it is love, pure, unadulterated, unconditional love.
Absolutely.
When you get the handle on that one, then you can sort of, you know, use that as your rudder for the ship that you're sailing this life in. And it's also, too, there was a really neat thing, speaking of ships. I heard a wonderful thing. I do not fear the storms, for I have learned to sail my ship. And once you sort of get a grip on the fact that it's not a punishment, suffering is not personal, it's not a punishment, we probably, I know Ryan used to say we would sign up for these things before we incarnate.
Yeah.
And I kind of really resonate with that, A lot of the things that happen over and over and over again are the lessons repeating because we haven't learned them yet. And it's, I don't know, it's, there's some things I don't know will I ever learn, but, you know, the lesson keeps getting repeated, and I've learned to see them as opportunities to grow, to learn, to change. It's like, here I am again, oh God of second chances, here I am again. You know, so we suffer, we learn, but it is a gift. Ultimately, it is a gift, you know, and if we can allow it to broaden our hearts, widen our hearts, make our love grow, then that's the purpose and that will happen. There's the suffering, though, we see in the world where we want to save those, like, for example, the situation in Afghanistan or the situation in Haiti right now. We can drive ourselves crazy realizing we cannot save everybody. Yeah, I mean, you can contribute money if you've got it. You can help in any way you can. But what is happening all over the world is not, that sounds awful to say, it's not your responsibility to save the world. But it is, we can save our little corner of it by being loving and helping each other. Kindness, all the time. Because, you know, people are, everyone's going through something. Not everybody tells you, right? Yeah, it's usually those brave ones that don't make a lot of noise that are going through stuff, right? So, we can just go through the world, do the best we can to spread love and to help in our own backyard. And if everybody does it wherever they are, we will be able to maybe not save the world, but we certainly can make it a better place to live in and a better place to, you know, bring people in. And we can help. We can help our little, we can light that little one candle, you know, instead of cursing the darkness.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And suffering.
I just kind of wanted to segue off what you were saying, Lynn, and it's so true because so many of us want to make, you know, we want to change things, but there's so many things in the broad, you know, view of things that we don't have control over, and not having control over that can actually add to more of our own suffering until we just take the moment and whatever we're seeing, feeling, hearing, knowing at the time. And kind of hold it in a different perspective. What I was saying before about shared energy, it's so true because we can actually, you know, transmute our suffering, if we choose to, into something that will add to the collective in a positive way. Just like what you were saying. In our own little corner, in our own little way,
Light up the dark. We can do it. And all those little bits of light, they make a huge light when we add them together. Yeah. Well, just welcoming Jessica from Australia in our chat room. So if you guys are ready, I think Kim is our first caller. caller, if you guys will go ahead and
okay.
So Jessica, we'll get to your question in the call in the call in the chat room. We will get to you. I promise.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, Jessica from Australia.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I'm gonna. Oh shoot. Sorry, I think I opened the, sorry, hang on, 219, just hold on, I just was hitting the wrong button.
Yep.
So Kimberly, I bet that's you, isn't it?
Hello?
Hi, 256, is that Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Hello, we're getting to know your number, it's so cool. It's like, hey.
Wonderful.
How
Great.
Can we help you tonight, Kimberly?
Well, I was listening, and I really liked the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I have learned not to focus on what I don't want and what I desire. And I would say the last week or the last 2 weeks, I've been inspired to, and I know I've had a reading with you, Lynn, and you brought up Rosalie, that name. And I'm taking a course, an herbal course with her right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wow. have decided that I am going to make some herbal tinctures and some herbal teas and create a company.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Oh, my
really
gosh.
Cool.
That's so cool, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just want to know what, you know, like what you get from that. But I've really been inspired. I'm working on my business plan now.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, one thing that I love is you've got a passion. You know where you want to go. And you're quite right. Asking for what we want rather than what we don't want is the key to manifesting, I think, because the universe doesn't differentiate. If you're like, I don't want these horrible storms to come anymore, the universe doesn't hear that, you know. I think you're amazing. And this is so weird. I've never had this plant before, but I'm getting the clove as coming in for you. You know, I'm not sure, I guess clove bushes, I never thought about that before. But as a symbol, I'm just looking that up for you, what the clove refers to. But anyway, I can smell them, you know.
I am.
It's so weird. Okay, here let's see what it says here for you. Spiritual meaning of cloves. Oh, cool. I love this. Cloves are believed to banish evil, clear your head, protect, find love, and attract money. I love that for you, Kimberly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is. There's a whole bunch. Have a look. Google cloves, the spiritual meaning of cloves. But that is absolutely magical for you.
Okay.
And I always had this feeling that once you set your dreams in motion, that's when you find love. Like if you're looking for the sort of life partner, you know, mm-hmm. that special someone, it feels like it comes as a side effect of your following a dream that is your dream, not somebody else's dream, but yours. And that's stay excited, stay interested, and yeah, look up the clove. Keep the clove around you too, because I know they're a really powerful medicine. Cloves, you know, there's a whole bunch of things mm-hmm. that. Let's see. So they're good for digestion. They have antimicrobial properties. They help fight cancer. They protect the liver. They boost the immune system, help control diabetes, and they preserve bone quality. So Sue and I, actually the three of us, were just talking before the show about nature's medicines and how important mm-hmm. it is that we help people to understand that. There's not to say that modern medicine isn't valuable and wonderful, but that stuff stems from nature's medicines. And, for example, the Lily of the Valley produces a heart medicine for us. And, you know, we chamomile, I can't even begin to list the gifts we get from, and Sue was just talking about plantain to relieve a bug bite. And there's just endless, and we've been given everything we need. And I think the trick is to not wreck it. But I have a feeling that, Kimberly, this is opening up a whole other world for you. And there's so much learning that you're going to be doing that it just expands your horizon so much. And I think that's where love comes, is because you followed a dream and it feels like a similar soul, like a, kind of a, well, soulmate, kindred spirit, whatever you want to call them. And it's born of shared interests. It's really cool. I feel very excited for you. Sue and Jessica, what are you getting for Kimberly?
I'm good to go. Is that okay if I go?
Absolutely. Sue, go ahead, Jeff.
Awesome. Okay. As I was shuffling for you, Kimberly, this card just flew out for you, and it's don't relinquish your power. And I believe this is very relevant for you right now, especially in the power that you're standing in. You put an intention out, and you're going to see the momentum as you put that energy into it. Just keep going. It's just going to keep swinging in that direction. So this is a wonderful card. It says, don't relinquish, and I believe the card is speaking about the power that you're in right now. Don't relinquish your power. You have created a blueprint for yourself, and your role in this matrix of life is vital. Never be less than who you are. If this card appears for you, examine how you may be taking a back seat, I think previously, in the dynamics of this incarnation. It may be likely, or it may seem like an easier row to hoe if you acquit it to others, but in reality, you are doing a disservice not only to yourself, but to your soul family. Your influence matters. Your opinions matter. It is part of your birthright. So don't be so quick to undermine yourself and give away the strength of your convictions, the puzzle pieces that create the bigger picture. Don't come together as a whole if you choose not to participate. Have faith in yourself. And I feel like they're saying have faith in this thought, in this doing, in this knowing where you're going. And know that your emotions and manifesting in this certain way and at certain times, for it is for a reason. Many insecure humans try to take away the power of others to build up their own shortcomings. Be aware that this is the result of a fragile ego. Acknowledge this and don't engage in their attempts at manipulation. So be steadfast in your view and have resolve. Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that in this new chapter for you. Yes, absolutely. This is, you're moving in such a beautiful, momentous direction. Do you know what I mean? When you have that idea, like the intent that you gave out, the ideas that you have, you can feel it growing as you put energy into it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I just urge you to keep doing that because you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's the message we have for you today.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Sue.
Hi.
I think it is absolutely wonderful that you have a plan and a goal. My advice would be start looking at what grows in your yard to
okay.
be your first herbs that you work with. You've got dandelions, and every single part of a dandelion is edible and beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
The white clovers that grow in the yard, the wild violets that grow out in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
the broadleaf plantain, you can pick that anywhere and dry it, and you can do a lot with that. And flowers, lilacs have tons of healing properties in them. And also think about things you can grow yourself. Lavender, chamomile, comfrey, you know, different herbs like that. And
okay.
You can dry them, you can make your teas, you can make tinctures, you can do oil infusions. There's so many, many, many things that grow right in our yard that are beneficial. Driving down the road, you will see tons of golden seal. It's a fabulous weed that has lots of healing properties. So when you get going, just look in your yard and look as you're driving down the road at the different things that are growing and take notes on them and look them up. What can I do with this? How can this help? What properties does it have? Another thing that I will say is as you get going into this, if you decide to start working with essential oils, be very careful of what companies you deal with and what lies they feed you to sell their products.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of reliable companies out there that will not mislead you, and there are a couple big name ones that will mislead you.
Okay.
So be very, very careful if you get involved in essential oil. I see other healing work coming in along with the herbs too.
Okay. Because
you're going to have so much knowledge working with all of the natural products, but your natural healing abilities are going to become even more prominent, and you can use that along with your herbal business.
Okay.
Have you ever thought, this just popped in, so I'm going to put it out there, have you ever thought about studying to become a medical shaman?
I have.
Do it.
But I don't know how to go about it. I guess it would just have to come to me, but I have.
Yeah, just do your research. Look up on YouTube and just Google. There's lots of information out there. Because there's so many different types of shamanism. There's the religious one. There's the healing one. There's all different types. So Google, do a Google search for the medical shaman and find which line speaks to you. And that will be where to go. There's lots of books out there that you can buy. Lots of videos to watch. You just have to find what speaks to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was your grandmother into a lot of natural healing and herbals?
She was, especially my great-grandmother. That's why I knew about when Leanne was talking about the clove oil. She would use the clove oil for toothaches.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I use clove oil for toothaches, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because a grandmother figure is there to help guide you through this.
Okay.
I just have to add, too, your grandmother comes in, she's very sparkly when she comes in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She comes in. Yeah, she's like almost like got a Tinkerbell thing going on. She's very sparkly. I love that. I don't know. It just hit me. I'm like seeing sparkles with her energy. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you ever see like kind of lights to the to the side of your vision, Kimberly?
Yes.
Guess who? Guess who that is?
Grandma.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that beautiful? I love that.
Yeah.
Oh. You're gonna be just fine, my dear. You follow that dream.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah,
remove all doubt. Yeah, because that's the thing that'll trip you up, is like, just let that dream go, you know, and there's no doubt it's gonna be hard work on your part, but it's work that leaves you feeling fabulous. You know, some work makes you feel fabulous and some doesn't, but it's just, I think you're going to be so pleased that you went and took this dream to us, to the limits of where it can go with you. And really, it feels limitless. I really do think Kimberly was a shaman, either, I'm not sure male or female, but I know she's done this work in another lifetime. And so it's a matter of remembering.
Yeah, that's probably why it came through, yeah.
I think so, yeah. And the help is definitely there.
Yeah, I just lately, I've been giving my son herbs and knowing what to do with him, and he's been telling his friends about it, so I helped them, and they feel better. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to be doing this.
Oh, yes. Yes, you must. And it's funny, Sue was just talking about that, too, about healing her granddaughters with remote, like a Reiki sort of, I guess it was Reiki. It wasn't Reiki sort of, it was Reiki. And so all of those things, and I also feel like, you know, the more people that start to bring these old ways back, everything old is new again. But I think we really, like, we love Mother Earth, and I think it's time we use the gifts with great reverence and try to help people relearn what we've lost, you know? And, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So I hope that helps, Kimberly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fabulous. We're cheering you on like you don't even know. You've got a team of yay cheerleaders. We look weird in the outfits, but we're cheering you on.
Ah, oh, that's okay. But thank you all very much. I just
very
welcome.
You're welcome.
Has changed since I've decided that I wanted to do this. And I'm pursuing it. So I'm
magic.
Grateful.
It's magic.
Yeah.
You're
going to go
magic.
And run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. Keep in touch and let us know how it's going. Because, you know, and if we can help you, you know how to reach us on Facebook. So, I was going to say, the companies, Sue, that you feel a bit dodgy about, the oil companies, let me know in a private message and I'll pass that on to Kimberly for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. And then with that,
I used to be involved with one of them, so I know firsthand how bad it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we certainly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll let you know what to avoid there. And we won't get ourselves into any legal trouble by saying anything on the radio.
Right.
Alrighty.
All right.
Orange is forearmed. Okay, my dear. Thank you so much.
All right. Wonderful evening. God bless. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bless you, too. Thanks, Kimberly.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye, hon. All right. That's, I'm so excited. That's wonderful. Okay. We just need to look at, in the chat room, we've got Jessica, and she's asked a question. Jessica's from Australia. So I think it's tomorrow where Jessica is right now. So Jessica says she's been working on her overeating and sweets craving for the last few months and needs some guidance on this. And also she has a hiatal hernia. And so I guess that is a medical message that you're learning from. So she's working on healing herself. Now, as far as I know, the hiatus hernia is the stomach pushes into the muscles. I hope this is correct, into the muscle wall or through the muscle wall. So it's very uncomfortable. I'm not sure what causes them, but I know that, you know, with diet, you can control them. I wrote a few things down, Jessica, that I hope will help. The sugar and the sweets, sometimes it's not, you know, it's what is eating us. rather than what we are eating. So if you make sure that you're not eating to mask feelings, like if you're not able to face, it's what I feel like is that there's a hurt there, Jessica, that somebody, well, since the topic is suffering, I feel that you experience suffering from somebody else's behavior. And I feel like you're almost eating your feelings a little bit. And we're looking, when we eat those sugary things, and everybody does it, you're not alone. And, you know, I'm one of the worst. I don't buy that stuff. Like, I don't buy, one thing that'll do me in is black licorice. I keep it out of the house because I can't stop eating the stuff when it, you know, and it's whatever your poison is, you know, that you get hooked on, whatever it is, it's all looking, I think your brain is seeking the dopamine that you can get from other experiences. Now, something I read is like, if you're having a sugar craving and you want to hold it off, there's things you can do, like protein is really good to help ward off a sugar craving. And I know it's sort of like, you know, when you want that donut or that cookie or whatever it is, it's really hard to substitute. But if you can hold space for the craving and don't give into it right away, but have something sweet like a piece of fruit, a banana, an apple, non-citrus fruits will tend to help you. But it is what's eating you. And I'll tell you one thing, as a fellow sugar monster, things that work for me is I will take the time and I'll grind up sesame seeds, mix them with honey and make like instant halva, which is actually rather good for you. And that stuff, you can't overeat on it. Or I will take peanut butter, maple syrup, and cocoa powder, a little pinch of salt, mix it up. And it's very, very satisfying, but the maple syrup gives you some minerals and some vitamins. It's a better choice of sugar for you. I don't know if you can get maple syrup in Australia, but I'm sure there's like agave syrup. There's stevia. Stevia is wonderful. And it's easy to work with if you've got fresh stevia, you can make stevia syrup and sweeten things with that. And I think you can get it nowadays right off the shelf in a crystal form. But there's, you know, and for one thing you can do is not beat yourself up for having cravings. And if you do fall off the wagon, don't go, well, I've ruined it. So, you know, just get right back on that wagon and keep doing it. And repeat the healthy habits. And one thing I've noticed that, you know, if I do work on the cravings and whatnot, when you do eat sugar, you feel icky. So your body gets used to being healthy. So it's a practice. It's forming a new habit. And it's being mindful about what you're eating and asking yourself, what is it that this food is replacing for me? And, you know, we use food for all kinds of reasons, but you can overcome it. So there's all kinds of like really practical things that you can do. Go over onto Google and look up sugar cravings, natural ways to deal with sugar cravings. You're absolutely normal. You know, I think we all have a tendency to go for the, you know, like for us, it's tequila and donuts in the green room when we get together for the show, right? So,
yeah.
But anyway, Jessica, you can overcome this. And just remember, you're not alone. And we all tend to eat our feelings sometimes. But mindfulness is a wonderful, wonderful way to deal with it. Like get present moment and ask yourself, what's eating me that I want to eat this? And a lot of the time, you know, it's just baggage we haven't dealt with and owie stuff that, you know. But once you work on that and release it, you're free to sort of find a new way. And the other thing I love is like if you can get a hold of apples and as I say, they suggest non-citrus fruit to sort of fill that craving. So if you can get a hold of stuff like that and substitute and basically forgive yourself if you mess up, because We all mess up. You just get back on that horse. Sue and Jessica, what have you got for Jessica? Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi,
hey.
Jessica. This is Sue.
Okay.
I was just Googling, hon, and I looked up for you, too. And one of the things that popped up for sugar cravings is a vitamin B12 deficiency. So you might want to check with your doctor with blood work to see if you are deficient in B12. And you might choose to start taking that as a supplement. And I also see that apple cider vinegar capsules help break the sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Lynn. I picked up right away emotional turmoil. So whatever it is that is bothering you so tremendously with your emotions, there's something there that's eating away at you inside, and you have to learn to deal with that. Either confront the individual that's causing you the issues and tell them, I've had enough. Eliminate that person from your life. Whatever it is that you have to do, because you are number one, honey. So just make sure, take care of yourself. And the hell with everybody else, you come first. You don't be mean to anybody else, but you eliminate them if you have
mm-hmm.
to. You do whatever it takes to make you healthy. And like Lynn will help, and that's a healthy snack. You get the sweetness from the apple, and it helps, and grapes also.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get that sugar craving, you grab a handful of grapes, and it helps with that craving, and it's a healthy snack. So it will help with your overeating. And to try to help control your overeating, I went through this years ago when I joined a big organization that has meetings and teaches you how to eat properly and all of that. I don't know if we're allowed to say those names or not. But it helped me watch my weight. I learned when I was eating, you take a bite, lay your fork down as you're chewing. Make sure and chew each bite completely. Then pick your fork up and take another bite and set it down. That trains your brain along with your stomach to not need as much food and enjoy your food that you're eating. Don't just eat because you're hungry. Enjoy every single mouthful. And that will help you cut back on some. And talk to somebody. If you have to, stranger in the store, and talk to them. Tell them everything that's bothering you, everything you need to get off your chest. You're never going to see that person again, so what do you care what they think of you? But you're releasing that built-up energy, and it's giving you some relief. Make sure and drink plenty of water and meditate. Find time just for you. But just put you first, honey. That's the most important thing. Jess, what do you have, honey?
Hi, Jessica. This is Jessica. As you came on, I was shuffling through the deck, and the one that came out, that flew out from you, for you, from your guides, is patience is a virtue. And I know that you're going through a lot of these struggles, a lot of it is around food, but this is what they're saying. They're saying patience is a virtue. Allowing yourself to experience life as it ebbs and flows without having any connection to its timing. It's indeed a gift. Remember, this is all just an illusion, and you are eternal. This clock that you have, the clock that ticks, is the physical dimension, but it is just a device we use for measuring. Your higher self has always been and always will be. It's the material bodies that come and go. As you contemplate this card, this meaning, the guides want to remind you to slow down and enjoy your journey. If you race through, if you miss, like, the perils on the path, slow down. Soul travelers, this is about soul travelers. There are no rewards for finishing first. The rewards are experiences that you are passing by. Be present and acknowledge the wonders of this dimension. Free yourself from the expectations and let the path unfold. You only have power in this present moment. If you think about it, you only have power in this present moment. So what Sue was talking about, which I can resonate, Sue was talking about mindful eating. Mindful eating is just being just that, mindful of what you're taking in. If you waste it by pondering what is to come, you've lost the moment's power. And that never comes again. So where you're at, and so what I wanted to say is, Sue is right. So right now, this card is telling you to slow down. Just really be mindful, and you processing through all of this is not wrong nor right. It's just where you're at. So I really hope that resonates with you, Jess.
That's wonderful. Yes, Jessica can't respond because she's in the chat room. So I was just going to also add to that, Jessica, you know, just remember to a little bit of what you fancy does you good, as they say. And so if you give in just a little now and then, because I think deprivation tends to lead us to binge. Or at least I know it does with me. If I can't have something, I want it more. You know, a bit of what you fancy does you good. You know, and it's possible.
Yeah, if you want a small piece of cake, eat a small piece of cake so you don't eat the whole cake.
Yeah, and if you can't not eat the whole cake, then keep just until you're ready to stand up against the cravings. Don't keep that stuff in the house.
Right.
That's one of the ways I avoid it. I just don't bring it home because if it's there, especially like if you're lying in bed and, you know, you're watching a movie or something and it starts to call to you from the cupboard. Hey, chocolate here. You know, it does. So if it's not there, you know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard, but boy, you know, it's worth it, and it's doable, and it's possible. And I always figure, you know, I'm a cookie monster, and if I can control it, anybody can. So there you go. I hope that helps, Jessica. And you know, and I think too, you're good, Jessica. I think enjoyed our reading for you, and let us know how it goes, Jessica. I love seeing you in the chat room. Thank you so much for coming in. So, and I think, you know, you bring up a universal, like a lot of us have that same challenge, you know, but anyway, you know, so we go, and sometimes we're strong, sometimes we're weak, but always forgive yourself. You know, if you have a slip up, you know, you still are lovable. You're still worthy. You're still wonderful.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. So always forgive yourself. All right. So we're going to move on to this patiently waiting caller, 219. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Yes, my name is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I guess it ties in with your topic tonight. I am, like, living with my father, who's kind of, it's difficult. And I'm trying to find a way to get out because I'm on disability and I haven't worked in 10 years. And I'm wondering if there's something coming up for me to eventually move out. The only thing is I have a dog, though, that's she's what they call a fearful dog. And that's the other problem.
Yeah. Liz, is your father emotionally abusive to you? Okay. There's no physical. It's all the bruises are on the inside from the way you are being treated and handled, I take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emotional and verbal.
Yep. Okay. Your dog, I think, is a lot of the dog's problem. Is it a little girl dog?
It's a girl dog, but it's a big girl dog.
Oh, I meant sort of, that was a, I didn't mean little as in size-wise. I just, it's a little girl dog, you know, kind of thing. She's picking up a lot of this. This is picked up energetically, you know, from the environment.
Yeah.
So she's a really, actually
yeah.
a really good dog. She's just responding appropriately mm-hmm. to the energy she's picking up. Okay. This is, it's a tricky one. So is your, okay, I'm getting money as a challenge here for you. It's the income.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Champion. I wrote down the word champion, and I'm not sure what that means.
I wish.
It feels, yeah, I know. Okay, so we're talking about suffering on this show, and you are suffering
mm-hmm.
With this person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you, one thing that's important, have you got your own space within the household?
Yes.
Okay. Those boundaries around your personal space, your sacred space, it's a matter of, and I don't mean this is anything simple, because it's going to take time to create boundaries. But he's always, this person was bullied. I believe your dad was bullied as a child. And it's an expression we've all heard, hurt people, hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, now, it's very unlikely that he is going to change. And when you want to affect change, when there's another person or people involved, and you can't change other people. Nobody can change another person. You can change yourself. Are you able to look at videos or any? Like, are you free to like turn on videos and stuff in your own space?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I want to suggest that you look at some videos with Dr. Hugh Len. And Joe Vitale, he can be a little bit much to watch because he's quite a character, Hugh Len. But he's the one who talks about the Ho'oponopono prayer and what it means.
Oh,
and,
okay, yes.
Okay. Now, he talks about resetting. And when we change ourselves, our environment changes. This is going to be a tough one for you because you're going to have to
mm-hmm.
learn how to establish boundaries with this person. Anyone who is continuing to abuse you feels that they have permission to do so. And you
mm-hmm.
you owe it to yourself and your dog to teach this person they cannot, you know, and it's going to take time. But do look up, I know there's some really good stuff on YouTube with Hugh Len. It's H-E-W-L-E-N, or you can type in Ho'oponopono. But the whole procedure of that prayer helps us to reset to zero, which is pure love. We set to back to the pure love state that we came from. You change yourself, and you will notice quite magically your environment will change. Now, if there's any physical abuse, you call for help. Okay, it must never, ever, ever Okay. Not to say that emotional is less damaging then, but the thing is, often when we change our, when we change ourselves, it very often ticks people off, okay? And there's a chance that he may get angry when you no longer bend to his, you no longer receive his abuse as a victim. If you feel at all in danger at all, you can reach out to the Sacred Embers group. We are a support group. Okay, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
And you just have to, you can write to the group, or you can write to one of us. And, but the thing is, it's up to you to change your energy.
Myself.
Yeah, your dog's energy will change. And the other thing to do to manifest what you need and what you want is to request it directly with the universe. I'm going to put you over to Sue, because I feel like all of us are sort of picking up a similar wavelength here. So Sue and Jessica, go right ahead and add your two cents here, okay?
Hi, Liz. This is
Sue.
Okay. Hello. First, I want to say I'm sorry that you're having to deal with this.
Thank you.
You are much stronger than you're giving yourself credit for. You have been so broken down that you don't see the light anymore. I relate, sweetheart. Believe me, I relate.
Thank you.
Your spirit guide, her name is Johanna. And
okay.
She is working with Archangel Gabriel, and they are with always to bring you strength and comfort. And I completely agree with Lynn. Find your inner strength. Find your inner bewitch. And
okay.
Use that strength. When you find that strength and I'm not taking this anymore, and you live by that, the energy is going to completely shift around you. And I don't know what state you're in, but with you being on disability, you can go to Adult Protective Services. You can go to, I can't think of what it's called right now, like the welfare agency. I can't think of what they've changed the name so much. They can help you find appropriate housing.
Okay.
That will accept your dog also.
Oh, wow.
Find your voice. You need to find your voice. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to be strong.
That's why the dog came into my life.
Yeah. I completely feel, too, just like Lynn said, this is like a pattern from your father's family.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know how to break the cycle. He doesn't know how to be better. He doesn't know how to be different.
True.
Have you ever come right out and confronted him and said, why? Why are you acting this way? Why are you talking this way? Why are you doing this?
Today I did.
Was he shocked?
Yeah, he went in a total different direction. He went more cycle.
Oh, well, that's not good. I can see that, because my mother would have done the same thing if I would have confronted her about her actions.
Right.
It's always everybody else's fault. It's never their fault. You wouldn't have done this, if you wouldn't have said that, if the sky wouldn't have been blue, if the grass wouldn't have been green, it wouldn't have happened, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, that's the way it is.
You, Yeah. You have to start searching. There's resources out there. Call everybody that you can. Maybe your doctor can have some resources to help you out with. There is housing available in most areas for people with disabilities and unlimited incomes to help them.
Okay.
So find
I'm going to have to look through Indiana. Okay.
Yeah, find your strength and stand your ground. And absolutely, as Lynn said, if it ever becomes physical, you call for help and you follow through. You absolutely follow through.
Even if I look like the black sheep with my brothers.
Well, whose health and safety and welfare is more important, yours or theirs?
Mine.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to interrupt, but Ryan just reminded you, Liz, that what other people think of you is none of your business.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but thanks.
No, that's fine, honey. That's fine. Yeah, you have to do what's right for you. And Johanna is bringing in a very beautiful, peachy, warm light surrounding you. So make sure and call on your guides and your angels, honey, because they will give you strength and they will help you too.
Okay.
And I'm going to pass you over to Jessica and see what she's got for you. I wish you all the best, honey.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Liz. This is Jessica.
Hi.
And one of the things that I got before I even read what I pulled is your dog is there to help lead you out. As odd as that sounds?
Yeah. No. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. Your dog is there to lead you out. Your dog will be with you when you're out. So you have that. You have that that assurance, that company, that understanding. But the card that actually came out for you is you are here for a reason, and you do know that. I agree with Lynn and Sue. But this card is really wanting to emphasize. It says, no soul just shows up on earth ambivalently. There is a reason and a plan. Never feel though you do not have a purpose. Nothing is further from the truth from this. There are finite members of souls experiencing this earth plane at this moment. And you're one of them, of course, as we all are. We are essential. We're all essential. You have a function to serve, not only for yourself, but for all the other beings that have agreed to join you here. There is a divine plan in motion, and you know that. And you are an integral part of it, not any more or any less than anything else. The spiritual realm don't attach significance or importance to certain souls. All play their part equally. The human psyche is drawn to comparisons better than, smarter than, richer than, more powerful than, more famous than. The guides are asking you now to respect yourself for the courageous, essential, and loved member of spirit that you are. This card is a reminder to you that no matter what is happening from the earthly circumstances, you have purpose and you are needed. And I think you know that, and I think you know that you're in a situation that you know you're going to depart from.
The funny thing is, I was just, I'm not to cut you off, but I was writing that in my journal. Why am I here?
Wow.
I don't deserve to be here. And I just,
No. And it, like I said, it seems silly or funny by listeners, but your dog will actually be there to help lead you out. Your dog gives you certain cues and comforts. Yes. So that's the message and the card that I got for you from the guides.
Okay.
And awesome. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Real quick, too.
Yeah.
With your dog, I don't know if you have your dog registered as a support animal. But talk to your doctor, if not, and get your dog registered as a support animal.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you cannot be refused housing because of an animal.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You guys, it's wonderful. And I just looked up India, in India, that there are at least 75 organizations in your state. There's 47 different cities. So if you can click, the thing I'm looking at is, Indiana Domestic Violence Help. So if you type in help for abuse victims in Indiana, it's the first one that comes up. There's numbers. There's places to reach out. Now, are you in any fear of this escalating into physical abuse? Are you at all worried about that?
I hope not.
I hope not too. And it's okay, because the thing is, one thing I hope you don't ever do is blame yourself for being in this situation. This is not your fault.
Do
you really, hon?
I blame myself a lot. Yes.
Well, would you do all three of us a favor and stop that right now? This is not your fault. It's absolutely not your fault. And this person that you live with, your dad, he needs help. He's mentally ill.
Yes.
There's a mental illness that he's experiencing. In some ways, it's not his fault either. This is a situation where fixing the blame rather than the problem won't help at all. And especially for you, because you are the one person, you can't walk away from this. You are with yourself 24/7. Therefore, you must, if you could see yourself through the eyes of the Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to name that, you would see yourself as you are perfect. You are loved. You are perfect. You don't owe anything to anybody. You are a perfect being of love. There's nothing else, just love. What you're going to do is get yourself back to that state. This is why I think the Ho'opono thing will help you a little. But if you...
Okay.
This is a dodgy thing to say, because are your arms... What is your disability? What is it? Physical? If you don't mind my asking.
Yes. It was my leg, my right knee that just completely
went
out on me. And it was like a year and a half before I could drive and get myself to walking good again.
Yeah, and I think once you are in a safe place, you're going to find your healing starts to become much better. In fact, you'll heal so much better, because being in an abusive situation is going to keep you in an illness state. I'm just thinking, it's rather dangerous to have a weapon in your, I'm not saying guns or anything, but those things that they produce a white light and a siren. I can't think what they're called, but if you can get yourself something you can use in an emergency. And remember, too, if you are in a situation where you're being abused, the elbow is the strongest point on the body. And you want to locate
okay.
that, you know, use what you can. I hope it doesn't ever come to that. But the thing is, I agree with Sue and Jessica, get on this right away. Call around
okay.
and look for the help. And as Sue says, get your dog registered as a support animal. Because she is. She totally is. And she's not a bad dog. She's just picking up the energy from
mentally
ill.
My energy, I know.
Yeah. Well, it's your energy,
yeah.
but it's also your dad's, right? It's
yes,
like
she's
living
she's
in
not
poison
gas. Crazy
about yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a
yeah.
feeling if he messed with you, he would be messed with by this dog. I think that dog would
yes,
tear
that's
into
the
him.
Feeling I get too. Yes.
Well,
he
would deserve
that.
What
he's
yeah,
even
he would
said
deserve
that.
What he got. Yep. Yeah, so this is a hot triggering situation. Get out of there as fast as you can. Get your dog registered first and call the numbers on this. There is help out there, and you'll get the
okay.
help. Yeah. And you become a spiritual warrior within yourself, and a spiritual warrior does not let anybody mess with them. They don't mess with others, but
true.
they do not accept messing. And I will say to you, honey, if you do feel that you are in a if you're feeling hopeless, helpless, whatever, please reach out to the Sacred Embers community. That's what that
yeah.
group was formed
okay.
for. Originally, it was to help someone who had lost their child to suicide, but it has built
mm.
and grown. There's help there. There's love there. And I suspect all you need to do is reach out. You'll probably find that there's members who can help you. You're not alone. You are loved, and you deserve your best life. So contact
yeah.
us if
thank you
get, but do reach out and do it tomorrow. You know, start reading up on it tonight and get the heck out of there. He
yes, because I was thinking about taking my life earlier today.
No, you don't give that gift back. You are here for
no.
a reason, darling. And if you feel
no,
that
not
way
worth
again,
that, honey.
Yeah,
he is not worth that sacrifice.
Oh God, no.
Nothing's worth that, Liz. Like the card said, you are here for a purpose. I love the idea that Lynn had just was explaining to you about. If you already have a disability, it's not going to be hard to get your loving dog, your companion, your friend, your companion right now, licensed. Absolutely. Thank you,
yeah.
Lynn, for saying that. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was
okay.
a suggestion. But either way, don't hesitate to reach out for help. And, you know,
okay.
If the first help you get doesn't feel right, keep going until you find it. But as I say, if you need to reach out to us in the Sacred Embers group, we are on Facebook, Sacred Embers,
okay.
and somebody will help you. Okay.
All right.
Please stay strong and remember this. There was a study done, people who were going to commit suicide, and they, for whatever reason, they didn't succeed. And to a person, there was no exceptions here. Once they started to make the move to kill themselves, they immediately regretted it. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And the other thing too is you may be suggested, if you did commit suicide, you might have to come back to this earth, and it's pretty messy here right now, you know. So
I'd make
this life count, because you're given this as a gift. This is life is a gift, and you don't send that gift back.
Yeah.
Okay, my darling. We love you, and
okay.
I know that sounds dorky from someone you've never met.
No,
but we are sending you love,
mm-mm.
really
absolutely.
And truly.
We
okay.
love you, Lynn.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Okay, darling. You please call us back and let us know how it's going, okay? Or contact us if
okay.
you need help. One of us will
Sacred
get
Embers.
Back to you. Yeah. Sacred Embers.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you. Mm-hmm.
Bless you, Liz. Bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Sue, do you mind taking the next call? Because I'm just going to look up a number for the suicide hotline just in case anybody should need
it. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm not sure which it is, but you'll know.
I do. I've got it.
Okay.
Area code 614, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hello, 614, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Dearly, honey.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes, a little bit better. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Filson.
Filson? How can we help you, hon?
First, I want to send blessings to the previous caller of unconditional love and peace.
Thank you.
But pass that to Liz.
Question,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just everyone is important on this planet, and she's important, and we want her to be here, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But my question seems kind of superficial in comparison, but it would be about my love life.
That's okay.
Go ahead, hon.
It's been horrible, and I'm wondering if it's going to get any better.
Oh,
okay.
Hon.
Number one, sweetie, you already know the answer to that yourself.
Okay.
And you have to start loving yourself more again. You have lost some of who you are. And you have to find it. This is Sue, by the way. You have to find you again. You're giving away your power. You're giving away your strength. You're giving away who you are. And you have to reclaim that. There is someone out there for you. And as soon as you are able to stand back on your own two feet and stand in your own love light, this individual is going to show up unexpectedly. What changes have you been thinking about? A move or a career or some major shift, major change in your life? That you've been putting off.
I really want both, but first, most importantly, a move.
Okay. Yeah, I can see definitely a new beginning, a fresh start, the strength. You need the strength. You need to get away and just start new. You need to start fresh. Have things gotten physical or fearful of being physical?
They kind of hasn't, but I do get that kind of suspicion that it could, if that makes sense.
Okay, is there cheating involved?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And not with just one person.
That I know of, only one person.
Okay. Yeah, you deserve so much more, honey. We got a full moon coming up on the 20th, and that's a fresh start, a rebirth, a new beginning. And you deserve it. You have so much love to give. You are such a caring, nurturing person. You have to learn to give yourself what you give to everybody else.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, honey. That's fine. Go ahead.
I just wanted to share that I noticed that I kind of depend on whoever I'm with to kind of give me a feeling of security and stability, because I don't necessarily feel that on my own. And then so it's horrible when it ends. I kind of feel like codependent, if that makes sense.
Yes. And when it ends, you feel like you have lost more of yourself. And that's one of the issues. So, see, you are giving that to that person. They don't deserve it. You deserve so much more. I keep getting, like, flashes of pictures and stuff, and it's not making sense. I mean, it's, like, all over. I'm getting pictures of, like, outside and flowers and water and farm and moving and, like, a big field, and I have no idea what it means and how I'm supposed to translate it or if it makes any sense to you.
Yeah, it does.
If it's okay. It's just like the pictures just keep flashing so quick. It's like I can't focus on any one thing. It's like your mind is in such a turmoil, and that's how the spirit guides are delivering the messages to me. It's like bam, 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 bam. It's hard to, like, okay, slow down, a little bit slower. Let's focus here. If I'm seeing a picture of a weeping willow, and I will give you my meaning of a weeping willow, it is a symbol of strength, a symbol of peace, and of life. And that's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on the peace, the strength, the security. Get your life even keel, going where it needs to be going. You are a lot stronger. Again, the strength is coming through and the suffering. You are a lot stronger than you give yourself credit for. You have to learn to take back your power, your strength, your energy. And you are completely capable of standing on your own two feet and loving yourself. And when you get in a relationship, the person that you're with, your partner, you should not have to be dependent on them. They should accentuate your life. They should, if you see blue, they should help you see brighter blue. It's a partnership. So it's like I'm getting so jumbled. So I'm going to pass you over, hon, to Lynn and Jessica and see what they have for you, because my mind is just going wacko right now.
It's probably a sympathetic vibration, Sue.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel it too. Is it okay if I go, Lynn?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, Phyllis. This is Jessica. And the first thing, honestly, that I got, and you may not, I mean, you've said enough, but I feel like there's already been abuse, in the sense of physical, emotional. And the card that jumped out to you is, you are here to inspire others. And this card says, your personal journey of self-awareness unfolds as it will. Many will be drawn to your energy. See, it's and
I'm just going to interject real quick. It's that empathic, compassionate energy. The more you acknowledge that you are spirit choosing to have a physical experience, the more people will be drawn to your light. Be aware, though, of polarizing, however, because everyone has their own path. Instead, lead by example. Share your thoughts and your beliefs. And the caveat of everyone has a personal valued belief system that works for them. Always be in a state to assist others in their awakening, their true heart, and their desires to their own spiritual heritage and personal power. The origin of the word inspired is to breathe life. But so I'm going to stop it now. In this card, what they're relating to is your life right now in its essence and what you're going through. And I think from what you're going through, you're going to be inspired to help others once you get away from what you're going through, because you will see the compassion for others through this suffering. It's ironic that, you know, the topic tonight is the value of suffering. But I can see you being definitely an inspiration for others that are coming from exactly where you're coming from. Does that make sense, Phyllis?
Yes, it does.
So I just continue to encourage you to continue to get out of that situation and to see yourself as a light and as an inspiration for others. And that's where you're going to feel that power, that internal power, that self-empowerment.
Okay.
All right. Lynn?
Yeah. Hi, Filson. Listen, I really want you to try very hard to do meditations, whatever it takes, to increase your self-love, because it feels like you take a back seat for no good reason at all, other than there's a feeling that you don't think you're worthy. Is that true? Are you a little bit sort of it feels like you're not going to get the love you need from somebody else until you give that love to yourself. And it's not a matter of giving it. It's a matter of just receiving it, open to the love of the Great Spirit. Whatever name you give to that energy, it's pure love, and you are not separate from that. I've got some notes here that I wrote down. So the desire to be loved is stronger than your desire to be strong. You might feel like you're a bit of a goof magnet, right? You might think it's you attracting the wrong person, the wrong person, the wrong person. But what's happening is you're attracting the ones that will use your light for their own purposes. I'm referring to people who are perhaps narcissistic, a little bit psychotic. You know, they're looking for victims. And it's almost like you've got a sign up saying, I'm a victim, use me. It's not your fault. I'm going to say that to you too. As I said to Liz, this is not your fault, but it is your job to change that energy. Because it's like a missing puzzle piece that nobody can give you but yourself. And I know it's awful because, you know, you want love to make everything better. But the love that you receive in your own spirit is the starting place. Unless you are a complete and whole person without another, you'll never be able to have a relationship of two strong individuals. So you'll never, ever get enough of what you don't want. continue to remind yourself that, because we do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And Einstein said, that's how you, you know, how will you become an idiot? And I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or put you down, because I have done it. Sue's done it. Jess, we've done the same thing over and over again until we learn. And that lesson is repeated until we learn it. And this is what's happening, Filson, with your love life, is there's a lesson you need to learn, and I'm pretty sure it's like self-love. So ask yourself, when you, before you indulge in another relationship, ask yourself, what are you trying to heal in yourself by looking for relationships? And you can never get enough of what you don't want. So you need to change the dynamic. You need to be strong enough that it doesn't break you if somebody doesn't see your worth and doesn't stick around. You know, they don't leave you. You're just not filling whatever form they need for you to. You're not what they need you to be, but that doesn't make you wrong. So power. It's power. It's. I would suggest you don't try to get into any relationships just now. Work on yourself. Work on becoming that spiritual warrior who has the self-esteem and the inner self-love that if somebody comes along and tries to treat them as a victim or use them or treat them badly, you're like, get out of here. You shut the door and they don't get to come in there. They are not worthy of you. And the thing is, unless you can see that you deserve someone who loves you rather than takes from you, when people fool around, that is not an expression of love. And the other thing, too, the word respect comes in. Love is a very, very complicated topic for a lot of people, but respect is pretty straightforward. If you are not being respected in a relationship, you either need to communicate that to the other person and tell them that I need you to change the way you treat me. And if not, there's the door, and don't let it hit you on the butt on the way out. It's a strength that you're gonna have to cultivate, Filson, and that is to realize you are worthy and you are totally allowed to receive the best of love, the best of energy. Don't be a victim. So do a little work on yourself. I'm trying to think who would be a good person to recommend. Like Wayne Dyer's always a good guy to look at. Louise Hay, the Hay House people are very good, but you need to strengthen your self-esteem and become a strong person on your own before you invite somebody in, because you're going to tend to get the same thing happening over and over again. And I will tell you that a woman, I'm assuming it's men that you are attracted to, and I will say a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. Make sure you don't need that person, that you want them in your life. And need, you don't need them. If they're here, that's great. But if they go, it doesn't break you. That's a spiritual warrior, and that's something to aspire to. And, Filson, I keep phoning in, honey, if you need us to give you another kick in the psyche, because it's a strength thing. It's like working out, and just practice. I've got Ryan on my little flashlight here, and he's sending you that same message. I think we sent that to Liz too. He's repeating himself tonight, but he's saying that what other people think of you is none of your business. It's what you think of yourself and how you see yourself. And if you can't find a way to feel worthy, I would suggest that you go online and just work, find meditations that help you. I think sound healing might help you. Look up the solfeggio frequencies. There's a different frequency for different, I can't think of the word.
Vibrations?
Vibrations, yeah. So if there's something, if self-healing is what you need, if self-esteem is what you need, there's different vibrations you can work with. But and you know what else I really like? If one of our Sacred Embers Network is Liz Pfister. She does sound meditations every Tuesday night on Facebook. It's spelled P-F-I-S-T-R. And she's on Angel Answers, and she's absolutely wonderful. She does the singing bowls on Tuesday nights, and I think it's like either – you have to look it up, but she's – just look up Liz Pfister. And these – I went and did a couple of sessions, listened in on them. You can feel these sounds in your chakra areas. It's absolutely amazing. If you can get if you can hear her, her sessions are amazing. And I think there's some healing that will help you with sound if you can listen to that. But follow, ask for guidance. Ask for your guides to help you find the answers, because you really just need to be strong and be able to tell someone, there's the door. If you're not being treated the way you want to be treated, there's the door, mate. Off you go. I can't emphasize it enough that we're going to receive the treatment that we're willing to put up with from people, you know. And if you see yourself as a victim, you will tend to attract bullies. They like to put people's lights out. They're just quite young souls, I guess, learning through suffering, you know, but you can learn through enlightenment. Gary Zukav is another author I think that might help you. He wrote The Seat of the Soul, and he writes very, very well on, you know, love and the heart. And, you know, make that gift to yourself before you invite any other people into your life that can take your power away. Make sure you have that power, you own it, and nobody can take it from you. Easy for me to say, but I promise you, if you do the work, it will work. I hope that helps, folks. And you know, you can always write, you can always join the Sacred Embers group, and you can write to the group to get any help you need. Some good people on there, and they've been through just about everything you can imagine.
Okay. Thank you so much to all of you. If I need a kick, I'll call back.
We'll be happy to give it to you, because you are freaking awesome, Tilson, and don't ever forget that. Okay. So call us back and let us know how it's going, will you? Okay. Sending you a lot of love and a big cyber hug over the airwaves.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Okay. All right. So we have one more caller, and that's pretty good because the timing's working out just great here.
Hello?
Hi, 216. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
I got on. My name is Sharon.
Sharon.
All of you? I hope well.
We're good. We're absolutely got some amazing people on tonight. So I'd love to hear what... Oh, bless you. Love to hear what what's on your mind tonight.
Well, this is a very unusual question. I don't know. It's actually kind of petty, but I love my job. I've been there a while. We just started going back into the office this week. Actually, 2 days a week we're going to go. I work 40 hours, so we're going to go in 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. I've been there almost 2 years now, but I've always worked at home. But now I'm working physically with these people. There's one person on our team. I work for a really big corporation. She has been snotty to me. She goes back and forth all the time for the past like 6 months. I don't know what her problem was. She's one of the team there. I never did anything to her. All of a sudden, she has just changed. She is so nice to me. I see, it takes me a while to trust somebody anyway. I'm like a dog. I have to sniff you out first. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I don't understand why all of a sudden she is like so kissing my feet. She wanted to walk home. What is going on? There's got to be a reason. She just doesn't do that out of the blue. She's the lead. Her initials J. What is it? I love my job. I want to stay there. I'll retire there if I can.
Oh, that's good. It's really good. Yeah.
I know. I'm just baffled. She just does 360s on me.
Are your spider senses tingling a little? Is this suspicious, this change of attitude?
Yeah, that's why. I don't know why.
Well, I think you already do, actually. there's some kind of game being played, it feels like. Sue and Jessica, do you feel that there's a, this is an insincere change of...
What are you picking up
on
there?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, whatever you're picking up, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, I was just going to say what comes in. What I'm seeing is somebody that, it's sort of like people forming cliques, you know, or gangs, sort of people get tribal in office situations or work situations. I feel that she's on the outs with somebody who was a kind of a weird support for her before, like someone that was on her side. I feel like she's fallen out with somebody and is, it's kind of a fear tactic. Yeah, running scared is what I'm writing and getting.
She did.
Go ahead, you guys. Oh, did she?
She did have an out with somebody. You're absolutely, I know it's all phony. Do you think it's genuine? Do you think it's fear? I'm not going to tell her anything real personal.
No, she's messing with you, darling. You know that. You can feel it. This is too, this flip-flop is too quick. And it's too, and you can feel it's insincere. It's a power grab. It's a power struggle. And
you even waited for me to walk outside, and I didn't even want to walk out, but I did. You know, I know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, if you can rise above this, take the high road, and if you can find a way to laugh it off, because this person is playing games. She's... Yeah, and if you fall for that, like, you know, you, no offense, I mean, you would deserve what you got if you fall for this, because it's manipulation. That's the word I'm looking for. She probably feels quite powerless within herself. People that have to play head games with others and around others and mess with others like that are usually very, very scared and need to work on themselves in a big way. I get your energy feels strong. You feel like somebody you don't mess with, and good for you. I would stand my ground. I would find a way to just take it with a grain of salt and a sense of humor, because in 100 years, who's going to care? You and this job work well together, you know? So try looking up the... some boundary meditations, and also the mirror technique that is often used when people are bullying. It reflects the energy back to them, and basically it can't get through to you, but it bounces back and whacks them right in the good spots. And it actually works, because everything is energy. Everything is energy, and you just need to match that frequency of what you want, and it's going to happen, because it's physics. So remember that you have a choice about how you deal with another person's energy. You can let it in.
I'm still nice to her. Oh, yeah, nice to her. I always have been.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, however she changes or behaves, you are steady and consistent, because you're not faking your attitude to the world. You're going through as your own honest self. So that can't be changed. It's not going to change. She can do what she likes. Be polite, be nice, but the thing is, I wouldn't go out of my way to play her game unless you like headaches and a lot of stress. Anyway, Sue and Jessica, let's see what you guys
attention.
Are.
I know. She follows the attention.
You know what?
I know. Thank you.
I'm working. Oh, I just have to add this. I'm working with my little flashlight, right? And when you said she loves the attention, the light went, it's going bonkers right now.
She follows the attention. She loves it. I know.
Yeah.
See, I'm different.
Yeah,
when someone gives a lot of attention, I'm like, what are you after? You know what I mean? I mean,
wonder. Send them love and keep your boundaries firmly in place. But Ryan, or I don't know if it's Ryan and Jaden together, but my flashlight is going bonkers. And I think what they're saying is, you already know. You already know. Just be strong. And I think they're saying, you know, keep a sense of humor about it, because really in 100 years, who's going to care? And also in... The scale of silliness, it's really not worth your time to, it's not worth your getting upset about it, because it's nonny-nonny nonsense, and just don't let it in. Sue and Jessica, I'm going to put it over to you guys and see what's coming in for you.
I'm just going to jump in real quick, Lynn.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Karen,
I completely agree with what Lynn's saying. Like, I pulled a card for you, and the card says calm is not weakness, and that is what you're displaying. You're not feeding into it. You're not feeding into this.
Oh, no.
And that's
I know.
What I'm saying. You're calm. Yeah. You're calm. Your calm is not seen as a weakness. And this is not even personal towards you. I think it's interpersonal for this person. She's having some sort of havoc or chaos or something coming up in her personal experience, and it's reflected on you. Does that make sense?
Probably,
so this has nothing to do with you.
I would just ask myself.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep shining your light. Don't even give – don't put energy into it. In fact, like Lynn was saying, just kind of neutralize it and go about. Yeah, it's very clear. That's what I had for you, though.
People are cuckoo.
It's just so simple. I mean, like, you know, like, the message is clear is what I mean. So I hope that helps. Yeah.
Oh, hi, this is Sue. The first thing I heard was she's jealous of you. And that's why she was being so persnickety. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah. And I also feel that...
And I'm an old lady.
Someone called her out on it. Her actions were noticed, and she was called out. So that's why she's giving the fake front of being so kind and caring all of a sudden. And it's one of those things, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
I know. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely do not trust her. And like the other lady said, laugh it off. Kill her with kindness like you do and just do your thing. And when she is, just laugh. Just laugh.
All right. I know it's a cuckoo question, but my God. You know, I only have to go in there 2 days a week, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, and just, you know, oh, well, that's who she is and whatever. I'm doing my job. I'm being me. Nobody else in the company acts that way or feels that way, so you know it's not you. Just let her sit in her own pew and stew. Just keep being you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that was a silly question, you guys, but, you know.
Not at all.
It's my job. No. That's my living, you know.
There's no silly questions.
The only silly question is the one not asked.
Yeah.
That's a good, I know. I'm glad you answered that. It makes me feel better, but it was just so unexpected and so, like, cuckoo, crazy. I just was like,
yeah.
What's going
You're
on
out there.
I know.
Think about mosquitoes. Nobody can explain why they're there, but they are, and they bite, and they're annoying, but, you know, there's not much you can do about them. I keep this little mantra in mind, Sharon. What you focus on expands, so don't pay attention to it, you know? Yeah, you're doing fine. You're smart enough to look past this nonsense, right? And, you know, people are always going to, there's different levels of learning amongst our fellow humans. And, you know, some are going to drive you bonkers. Some are going to enlighten you. Some are going to take your energy. Some will give you energy. This person, you know, send her love, but, you know, hope she gets better. She must be, like, her headspace must be way worse than, you know, she's letting on. Because people don't act like that if they're, you know, mentally stable and happy and fulfilled.
That's a good point. But, oh, my God, she craves attention. It's so annoying. But, listen, thank you guys for answering my question.
bless you for asking it. And there's no stupid questions. Or everything gets silly or not important. That's why we do this work, because life throws questions up, you know, and it's never,
thank
never
you
dumb
so
enough.
Much,
or,
okay.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
But everything else is
okay.
Wonderful for me.
Good.
Good.
I keep thinking that, and it's going to be fine. And, you know, this is very silly, but I read something, you know, if people mess with you and stuff like that and they ask stupid questions or they're being dumb, answer them in an interpretive dance, and it confuses them.
Oh, that's funny.
Silly. Yeah, you just got to lighten it up and laugh it off, and you'll be fine. You're rocking it. You really are, Sharon. Your energy is beautiful.
Have a nice evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, love. What a sweet lady. I love her. I just want to say that if anyone is in a crisis and you're thinking that ending things is going to be an answer, it isn't. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. They are open 24/7, and all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. It's the best thing you're going to do for yourself. Okay, guys, we've come to the end of another amazing show. And so, Jessica,
absolutely.
How can people find you and Jaden when they're looking for you?
Yes, my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me on Facebook under that name. You can also find me on our private Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. You can also find me in the Sacred Embers group and Divine Connection. So
beautiful.
Thank you.
Sue. Yeah, thank you, Jessica. That was a great show. Sue, how about you?
I am Sue Fields Delamonte. You can find me on Facebook and in the Sacred Embers group.
Beautiful. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also in the Sacred Embers group. I also have a page on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale. Psychic, I guess it's called. And you can find all of us at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. That's the Sacred Embers site. And our support group is on Facebook, and you just look up Sacred Embers, and we will appear, and you just let us know you want to join, and we'll put you in the group. So please, you know, remember that there's nothing you cannot overcome. There is no problem. You're here to learn. We're here to grow, and we're here to love. Take that.
Absolutely.
And and just take that gift. It, you know, we're all here for a reason. I just wanted to quote Meg Christian again. Great wisdom through painful experience is an inside job. But the thing is, even though you feel it's an inside job and you've got to do it, you're never, ever alone. You are always protected by your guides, your angels, and your loved ones on the other side.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. What a team. I feel so blessed by this team. And what can I say? Let Louie take it away for us, eh? Love and light, you guys.
Love
Thank
and
you
light.
To all our callers.
Good night. We love you.
Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.